Flamadollar Amit Beis, 8 lines from the top to 2 dots. Tonarbona, Nikida Alapayim. There are various forms of bowing down before Hashem. Kida means on one's face. Shenema Batikot Basheva Paimarts. Kriya, when it says Kriya Alberkaim, that's on the knees. Shenema Mechroy Alberko. Ishtachava, when it says Ishtachava, that form of bowing is Upisha Yodain Rakhoy. That's prostrating oneself completely flat on the ground. Shenema Avoy Nova Nive Machava Hechel Ishtachacha Artsa. So that's to be bowed down, Lishtachas Artsa on the ground. He saw that they were leaning, they were on the side, they were not flat on their face, but they were on their leaning towards their, on their sides. Now here, the as the Mefarshim should speak out, we're talking over here as in the Tachna, the way they were bowing down in Tachna. So they didn't do it on their face, flat on their face, they did it to the side. As Tosfos Megillah speaks out, the issue over here is that a Adam Chashuv, the Gemara says, should not be bowed down, should not be mishtachva, unless he's guaranteed that his tefillah will be answered. So we're not guaranteed that our tefillah will be answered. So they didn't do a complete mishtachva. Now we, Lamaisa, we don't even do that. We do much less. We just fall on our, we just put our, rest our head on the table. We just put our heads down. We don't even do this degree of it. But the aside of the Dover is that Ishtachava, if a Hashua person is still is not answered, it's a bizoyan. So we don't do a full Ishtachava. One Tana learned Harifer Bahado, when he bows down in Haidah, Mishuba is praiseworthy. Tanya Ida Harezim Magun, that it's not, that it's just the opposite. Makes a difference. It's a difference if it's at the beginning or at the end. When you bow down in Betchila, you bow down, but not at the end, which is not like the Braisa that we learned on Amud Aleph, that it is Betchila Ubesayf. Rava Karaba Haidah Tchila Vesayf. He did it Tchila Vesayf. Omele Rabbanu B'maikah Avim Marhachi. Why did you do that Tchila and Saif? Showing him our bother. Well, we have the Braisa. Bryce on Amud Aleph, we have the Bryce said that you're supposed to do a Tchila V'Saif. For that reason, the Ravid learnings that we're discussing over here is not the Haidah of the Shlosh Shemar Esrei, it is Maidim de Rabbanim. And based on that, there is the what is Nog, it's brought down in Halacha, the different Menhagim, Mishnah brings it down. But that is the basis of that Minhag that in Maidim de Rabbanim, you bow down at the beginning and then again at the end. So according to the Ravid, that's what we're referring to over here. So they asked him, why did you do this? I saw that that's how they did it. We learned in the Braisa that Hakareya Bahaido is Makuna. Our answer is, oh, Bahaido is Bahalo. That's talking with Haido in Halo, but not in the Moid. I Vatanya Kare Baido Uba Haido Shall Halo Raisin Maguna. So therefore it's clear that Haido is not referring to Halo. Some say that the Haido and Halo that we're referring to is Haido Shem Kita Kilim Chazai. So clearly that we're talking about Haido is something other than Haido Shabahalo. Or answer Kitanya he Baido de Berkhazam or in by Noidalcha. So by Noidalcha you don't bow down. By Halal, Haidal Hashem, Kitar, Kilim Chazi, you don't bow down. But in Shemana Esrei, you bow down. In Moedim de Rabbanan, you bow down. See the Mishnah, Hamis Balal Vitor, if a person is dab and he makes a mistake, Simen Rola. It's a bad Simen. It's a Simen, a bad Simen. It shows that his fill is not accepted. The Im Shliach Tzibur, who is the Shliach Tzibur, Simen Rol, is Olchab. It's a bad Simen for the Tzibur, the one who sent him. Mivnei Sheshlucha Shalom, Kim Maisei. A person's messenger is as if he himself did it. If it's a bad Simen for the messenger, it's a bad Simen for those who sent him. When you sit down for a chayla, he was able to tell from his tefillah which one would live and which wouldn't. How do you know that? They asked him. Omer lehem, he said, he answered him, if my tefillah flows, I don't make a mistake, I don't stumble, then I know it's accepted. But if not, then I know that it's been rejected. And based on the tefillah that he davened for, if his tefillah is shkur b'fiv, he knew it was accepted. And if not, chas v'shalom, he knew the opposite. What is it referring to? Zok the Gemara, hi, it says a person spell the ton, he made a mistake at Seminar. Which brach is it referring to? It's referring specifically to the brach of Avais. If the mistake is in the tefillah of Avais, then that's the primary tefillah, the bracha, then he knows it's a Seminar. Some refer say it's going to the Brisa. So when we say Avais, it's a different context. It's referring to the Brisa, which discusses the following. Person is davening Shemona Esrei, you should have Kavanah in all the brachas. In all the brachas, you should have Kavanah. Who he's standing in front of, what the words mean. The im ain't a yochavim bekulan, but if you can't in all of them, at least yochavim is libo ba'achas, he should at least have kavan in one. Which is the one that we're referring to? Amrav Chiyamah Rav Safram Yishim Chad, the Bein Rebbe, the Avais, the Chad, that the one that we're referring to is Avais. So some say that the Avais that is identified as Avais is in this context, not in the context of our mission. They said to Chanina that he knew which one he was davening for, if the person would live or not. Where do we see that based on his tefillah he can determine if the person would live? If his Rashi says when the sasaim, the utterance of his lips are Boyeri are bori, or they're healthy, they're strong, then it's shalom shalom, the rach of the kar. Amar Hashem, urafa asi, and I will give him a rafua. Amar chibarav, amar yechanan. Amar chibarav said, the name of yechan, let him kulub loingas namal alam asim maesri, bitoilu tamar choch. All of the brachas and the great hashbaz, the blessings that in the Nevi'im were in the snabe, for the people, for tzaddikim, those for tzaddikim who were, for instance, they married off their daughters to a Talmud Chacham. Always pragmatal a Talmud Chacham. They provide sustenance and business for a Talmud Chacham. Mahana Talmud Chacham and a Chassid. They give of their own to the Talmud Chacham. Aval Talmud Chacham Ma'asman, but the Talmud Chacham themselves, Ein Leir also, Kim Zola Secha, Yasal Mechakilu. Nobody knows the greatness of can fathom the blessings that are awaiting the Talmud Chacham themselves. The great nevuas and the prophecies and the blessings were for Yoyis Mashiach. But Olam Ba Ein Leir Also Elokim Zola Secha. It's beyond our comprehension. Olam Ba, that's beyond our comprehension. Uplei the Shmuel, but this argues on Shmuel, because the Shmuel says, "Damer Shmuel ain't bein olam hazeh l'imoyis haMashiach al shibud malchus bilvad." The previous memory of Yochanan is that in Yemoyis haMashiach, those blessings, those great blessings that were mentioned, that was for Yemoyis haMashiach, which implies that Yemoyis haMashiach, that Yemoyis haMashiach will be a conduct, an anhaga that is not like olam hazeh. That a biyana haga that is different, and lamaila mederech hateva, lamaila mederech hateva voilam hazeh. But Shmuel said that Yemoyis Mashiach will still follow the guidelines of teva, will not be lamaila mederech hateva. The difference between a Yemoyis Mashiach and oilam hazeh, according to Shmuel, is shibud malchus. We won't be subjugated to the nations. We will have Kol Yisrael, will be independent of the nations, or the shibud of the nations, of the Hashpah of the nations, but Olam Hazeh will be conducted in the same, with the same laws of nature. So that argues on the memra of Rav Yehuda. How does Where does Shmuel see that? Shenemar ki lo yechleb mikher ha'aretz, because there will still be poor people. Meaning, even in Moshe Mashiach, there will still be poor people. The great nevuas, the prophecies and the prophets, etc., that the Nevi'im prophesies for Bala Tshuva, about Tzadikim Gemurim, but Tzadikim Gemurim, Ein Loi Rosh Alekim Zulo Secha, it's beyond their comprehension. Upliga the Rav Avo argues on that. Rav Avo Makom Shebala Tshuva Imdim Tzadikim Gemurim Einim Imdim. He holds that Bala Tshuva are greater than Tzadikim Gemurim. Shenemar Shalom Shalom, the pasuk we had before, referred to before, Shalom Shalom LeRachayk UleKarav. For those who are far and those who are close. L'rochik b'reisha, priority is given l'rochik. For those who were far, Bala Tshuva, they were far from the Torah, they came close. V'hadar l'karav, and only then l'karav. V'Rabbi Yechanan Amalach, and Rabbi Yechanan argues, he says the opposite. My rochik, shaya rochik, midvar avera mikar, he learns it's just the opposite. Rochik means that not far from the Torah. Rachak means he was far from an aver. Means a tzaddik gomer. My korosh, I kor l'dvar. He was kor l'dvar avera. Ve'nisrachim mena hashta. And now he became a ve'nisrachim mena. Now he distanced himself from the aver. So he learns it just the opposite. The mishalom shom l'rachak doesn't mean those who are far from the Torah. It means those who are far from the avera. And Kara means they were close to the Avera, and they distanced themselves. So he learns just the opposite, that Tzadik Gomer is on the greater level. My eye, Royla, also, what is the eye has never seen, has never witnessed his greatness? Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Zayayinim, Shumar, Barnava, Misheshes, Yemei, Gracious. That the wine that was guarded and protected within the grapes from Sheshes, Yemei, Gracious. Meaning the secrets, the Yayin is. The yayin is a source of simcha, and the simcha, that the ultimate simcha, which no one is beyond our comprehension, that is ayin loy rasa. There is a source of simcha, or according to some portion, there's a source of the secrets of the Torah that were never exposed, that we have no comprehension of. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman Amar is Eden. It's referring to Eden. Shaloi shalta bo ayin. Shaloi shalta bo ayin called Beriah. That no one has ever seen Eden. It is something that is so wondrous and something that no one has witnessed and beyond our comprehension. Shema time Rishon, Hefen Ayin. Aye, what about Amar Rishon? Wasn't he in Eden? No, he was Began. He was in the Gan. He was in Gan Eden. He was in the garden, but not in Eden itself. Shema time Rahu Gan, who Eden. Maybe it's telling it's the same thing. Talmud Loimar, Menor, Yoitzim, Eden, Lahashka says a Gan. The river went from Eden to irrigate the Gan. It shows you the Gan Lachud, the Eden Lachud. They're two separate things. No one has ever witnessed the Eden. The Gan, Adam Arishan was there, but not Eden. Son Rabban Maisa, Shechol ben Naisha, Rabban Gamliel. It was a Maisa when the son of Rabban Gamliel took sick, took ill. Shagash Neitam ben Chami, Son of Rabban Gamliel ben Daisa, Lavaki Shalrat. He sent two messengers, Tom ben Chami, to request from Rabban Gamliel ben Daisa to be Mavaki Shrachim, to daven for them. Came in Shiro Oisam, when he saw the army approaching, all of Laliyah, he went up to the attic, Ubikesh Allah Rachman. And he davened for Rabbi Yehuda's son, it was Makish Rachman. There he also, he came down, Amar Lahem, Lachu, he said, you can go return. Shechal Sosu Chama, his fever has broken, his sickness has departed, and he's healthy. Amar Lahem, Echi Novi Ata, how do you know that? Are you a Novi? Amar Lahem, Loi Novi Anoichi, I'm not a Novi, Loi Ben Novi Novi. Not a Novi, not a son of a Novi. I have this Kabbalah, if my tefillah flows and I don't stumble my tefillah, then I know that it's accepted. And if not, then I know that it's rejected. So they wrote down exactly when this took place, the time that it took place, when they returned to Kamal Rabbi Gamliel, Amal Hem Avodah, he made a Shavuot Avodah, Lechasatem, Lechasatem, nothing more, nothing less, Alakach Hayam Isa. This is exactly what happened. At that precise moment, the fever broke, and he asked for water to drink. Vishud Maisa Rabbanina bin Doisa Shalakhlam Tates of Yachaman Zakai. There was another Maisa he wanted to learn by Rabbi Yachaman Zakai, Vachol, and I shall Rabbi Yachaman Zakai. And the son of Rabbi Yachaman Zakai took Yel, Omalay Hanina, Bidni, Bakeshala Rachmi. Yachaman Zakai asked, he requested from Hanina Doisa to daven for his son, Vyach, so that he lived. In the Yechorisha ben Birkav, so Rechanin ben Daisa put his head between his knees, Ubikesh alav Rachman, and he was Mavak, she poured out his heart to the Rebbeinu, and Vakish Rachman Vachai, and the son lived. Omer Rav Yechim ben Zake, Ilmole Yetich ben Zake, as Rechanin ben Birkav, Koloyim Kuloi, Rav Yechim ben Zake said about himself, if he said, if I had done this a whole day, lo yom eshkicham lo, in Shemaim, they would not have paid attention. Amar lo yishte, his wife said to him, Pi Chanina, Bogan, and Fuzz, Chanina, bigger than, greater than you? Amar lo, lo, no, he said, no, it's not greater than me. Elohu doima ki evad lechnei melech, vani doima ki asar lechnei melech. He is like a servant for the king, and I'm like a prince. So as the Mephorishim explained, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Nasi, he was Marbitz Torah. And his tafkid was on the higher echelons of the needs of the klal. The marbitz taira, he was an osi. Rechanin ben Daisa was Isaac in the tzarchei yochid. The tefillah, the one that is accustomed to be mespalal for the yachidim, is the one that's Isaac with the tzarchei yachidim. And his tefillahs are answered more readily. The one that doing for the individuals, works for the individuals, mispalo for the individual, his tefillah is a more readily answer. It's not a reflection on the greatness of the person. It's a reflection on the type of avodah that this person does. If he's oided, his avodah is for the tzarchei yachid, his tefillahs are more readily answered for the yachid. Someone who might be a greater person, a greater talmud chacham, as we see from this maysa, that Rav Chanin ben Daisa went to learn by Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was the greater Talmud Chacham. But it's a different tafkid, and the tefillahs are not necessarily answered more readily by the greater the Talmud Chacham. Sometimes they're answered more by the people who is a greater servant, Eved, for the tzibur. Davening should be in a room which has windows. When he davened in Daniel, the windows were facing Neged Yerushalayim, so you see their windows. He says, someone who davens in an open area, not in a room, like in an open area in a field, that's considered a chutzpah. So Rashi says, because he's not in a person, if he's in an open area, he has more of a chavas adas, he doesn't have the tznias and the achnoa that's required for davening. According to Tosfos, it's because in an open area, people come and go, and they interrupt him, so he's davening in a place where he's going to get interrupted. Someone who davens and he says, and he speaks out, and enunciates his sins, his chatoim, that's also considered a davar that's not sneezed. Shenemar ashin nesui peshik suya chalta. You're trying to conceal. You're embarrassed by the chatoim. You don't reveal your chatoim. It's something that's embarrassed, and you don't speak it out publicly. Hanralach ein oimdim. Hanralach ein oimdim. Hanralach ein oimdim. Kates mevorch mala peres. Next part, Perek deals with the brachas, the various brachas that we make on things that we eat.